friends and family. Will you please pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and our theme today is the good news and protection. The good news is the protection and care of the vulnerable, and I am excited to share my thoughts on this topic with you. One of the questions posed in the sermon planning guidelines for this week asked, what does care for the vulnerable look like? I thought the best way to answer that was to look at our scriptures for this week. Huge shock, I know. Jesus, throughout his ministry, cared for the vulnerable in a way that might have been seen consistently ignored social and political boundaries, and the story we hear from Matthew today is no different. In the time of Jesus, children were not the doted on and precious beings they are today. Children were, at best, invisible or marginalized, and at worst, a nuisance. So when the disciples tell them to scram, it would not be that shocking to the society. What is shocking is when Jesus calls them forward and blesses them. Jesus, who is not a temple priest, blesses these children who have done nothing to deserve a blessing. It is important at this time to note that most theologians agree, as much as theologians agree on anything, that the little ones referred to by Matthew are not just literal children, but also any marginalized group that was unable to operate normally within the society. By calling forward and blessing these little ones, Jesus is actively undoing the temple system that has marginalized this group in the first place. It is a radical act of inclusion. Being radical like Jesus is not easy. It is much easier to be the disciples who don't question the social systems they know. It is easy to say nothing at all. But neutrality is dangerous. Neutrality is tacit agreement. It's agreeing to the systems of the world as they are. Neutrality doesn't protect anyone. But there is good news. Being an active voice doesn't need to be hard. It can be simple as not avoiding the tough conversations about current injustices. It can be stopping to ask if you can help someone, anyone, who looks distressed. Now, I don't mean to imply that radical inclusion is easy. Again, what is easy is to stick to our communities and our perspectives. The urge to stick to what we know is a near universal human phenomenon called in-group bias. And in-group bias is the effects of it are to prefer our group to and show prejudice against the out-group, which is anybody not in the in-group. And it is exaggerated during times of uncertainty, i.e. war, inflation, corruption, etc. But Jesus shows us how to move past our own bias and actively call close those who are marginalized, those who are vulnerable to systems of power. Having an active voice starts with critically questioning the systems around us and refusing to treat the marginalized in the way that is considered normal. And this is scary. It is scary to go against systems of power and societal structure. Protection and care for the vulnerable requires bravery. The verses that we read out of Deuteronomy show a much more passive approach to care. Just don't keep more than you need, right? Except, let's imagine you're the farmer following the mandates in Deuteronomy. What about when your neighbor comes over and asks you, hey, why did you leave the crops lying around? Or aren't you worried that you'll attract miscreants? Or aren't you afraid you're leaving them to the birds? What a waste of money. And then you, the hypothetical farmer, might be scared that you're going to lose money, that the food you leave behind might be taken by robbers. So now you need to make a choice when you answer your neighbor asking all these very good questions. You have to take an active stand. Shocking. You have to say who you stand for, who you choose to care for. You don't actually have to say a lot of words, but if you continue to care for the vulnerable and marginalized through actions, it says a whole lot for you. It denies neutrality. It says, because I do care, regardless. Caring about the vulnerable is brave because it takes chances. It is making the active choice to help those who you don't know. In the US right now, ICE raids are violently invading and destroying communities. They are targeting families of foreigners and immigrants and anyone who dares to get in their way. People have died for no reason other than they are different than the current in-power group, or even just because they are standing in opposition to it. Firstly, I think it's important to say, Fuera ICE, which is the nice version because I, along with the artist of our bulletin art, was advised not to curse in church. Fuera ICE because the deplorable actions of ICE and the governing bodies that condone it have created a human rights crisis. People have been posting and protesting in the United States to speak out against what is rapidly becoming the normal and are being radical in their insistence of creating a safe space for the vulnerable. But what about beyond the US? Especially because we aren't in the US, obviously. Israel, the state, not the people, just to be clear, is waging war on the people of Gaza, and it has been called a genocide because it is a genocide. And people around the world have spoken out. There have been and continue to be large-scale protests. People around the world have grouped together and refused to let this violent crime happen quietly. And it is making a difference. The UN court case against Israel, which calls the actions of the Israeli government genocide, originally put forward by South Africa, is now being backed by more and more countries. Most recently, it has been backed by Iceland and the Netherlands. This is not the only war, of course. The people of Ukraine, the DRC, South Sudan, Iran, Myanmar, and Syria are also suffering because of needless violence. This, of course, is also not a comprehensive list. I'm sure you don't need to be reminded, but no war is ever justified. No one truly wins in a war. We are a peace church, but peace isn't built through complacency. It is built through hard work and refusal to be quiet in the face of injustice and violence. These are also all global conflicts, none of which directly affect most of us here in Canada. It can feel like our voice doesn't make much of a difference from over here. And that's okay, because good news, maybe, not really, but there are things closer to home that we can do something about. Systematic injustice exists here in Canada too. For example, systematic racism is still deeply ingrained in Canadian systems, from medical care to immigration. A recent late 2025 to early 2026 study has come out with findings that Canadian immigration detention centers disproportionately impact racialized people, especially black men trying to immigrate into Canada. There are also major health inequities in Canada. Indigenous, black, and other racialized people are less likely to receive the same quality of care that someone who looks like me, someone who is white, would receive. Indigenous, black, and racialized people are more likely to be delayed in their care, denied care, or taken advantage of by the health care system, especially in ER or maternity care settings. But what can we do about it? What we can do is take an active role in the care and protection of the vulnerable. You don't have to go to a protest or make a post on social media, but you definitely can if you want. But taking an active role can begin by asking yourselves why the system operates like this. Then ask a friend. Then ask somebody else too, just for fun. Have a conversation, because conversations are important. Conversations are powerful. They draw attention to the failings of our system and society and ask what we can do to work for peace. No one receives protection and care if they are ignored or fall between the cracks of society. So like Jesus with the children, draw attention to those who need support, and together we can work to provide care and protection for vulnerable and marginalized groups. And just like Jesus blessing the children, we can't be afraid to destabilize systems that leave people behind. We can't afford to not be radical. In the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, Amen.